er in air.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. Foreign Minister Sugiono on Thursday said that Indonesia is committed to ensuring fair and inclusive infrastructure development to support the poorest and most vulnerable communities. He then invited all global stakeholders to join Indonesia in building sustainable, fair, and inclusive infrastructure. The Indonesian government has provided a budget of 300 million rupiah for the free health checks program, making it one of the largest state allocation in the world, Presidential Communication Office spokesperson Prita Laura said. President Prabowo Subianto is the first Indonesian president to have a priority program and is very ambitious in eradicating disease, she added at a virtual press conference on Thursday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kehabisan cara untuk jelaskan padamu, mengapa sulit untuk lupakanmu. Aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja,
coba satu hari saja kau jadi diriku,
kau akan mengerti,
kau akan mengerti bagaimana ku melihatmu mengagumimu menyayangi. Dari sudut pandangku, dari sudut pandangku, aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau akan mengerti dan berhenti bertanya-tanya.
Coba sehari saja,
coba satu hari saja kau jadi diriku,
kau akan mengerti,
kau akan mengerti bagaimana ku melihatmu.
Coba sehari saja,
satu hari saja kau jadi diriku,
kau akan mengerti,
kau akan mengerti bagaimana ku melihatmu mengagumimu menyayangimu mengagumimu. dari sudut pandangku. Oh, dari sudut pandangku. Oh, dari sudut pandangku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experience by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here in Indonesia, especially in Jakarta at least, I've been seeing a lot of coffee shops, but it's a cute movement. It's a cute new movement. I've been seeing like small coffee stall that can move everywhere because they're on a bicycle. There are a lot of that in Indonesia right now, so I think that local coffee chains are brewing a cultural movement. It's not only just like a regular movement, but it is a cultural movement. Let's deep dive into this. A second coffee wave has been sweeping Indonesia. This time, it's proudly local, hyper-convenient, and surprisingly sweet. That was evident at the Asia edition of World of Coffee 2025, which ran from May 15th to 17th at the Jakarta International Convention Center, so it's a month ago. As it's inched the way of a lot of people. There are a lot of sales attendants handing out cups, coffee, like they were samples packets of tissues. World of Coffee, organized by Trade Group Specialty Coffee Association, is one of the industry's most important global events. And did Jakarta even mark the first time it was hosted in a coffee-producing nation? Yes, Indonesia is a coffee-producing nation, and I would very much agree to that, because if you're familiar, if you've been drinking coffee for a while, you must be familiar with like coffee Bajawa, and there are also a lot of any other coffee from Indonesia. So it's surprising to know that it is a first time it was hosted in our country as a coffee producing country. And its arrival in Indonesia can only mean one thing: the local coffee industry isn't just staying relevant, it is booming. Wow. Take a look around Jakarta and you'll see proof everywhere. Just like what I said in the beginning, local brands like Kopi Kenangan, Janji Jiwa, and Tuku have expanded at breakneck speed, popping up in malls, street corners, and even on wheels, right? Kopi Kenangan alone has over 800 outlets nationwide. Whoa, that's crazy. 800 outlets. While Janji Jiwa opened 700 stores in 50 cities in just 18 months after the brand's launch, earning a place in Indonesian Museum of World Records, or MURI, in 2019 for fastest growth. That is crazy. Hot on it heels came Tomoro Coffee, which opened some 600 locations within 2 years of its 2022 launch. So the coffee industry in Indonesia is going really wild. And you must be wondering, what is fueling this sudden growth? What is happening? To try and find out why, I'm going to read you a survey involving 114 respondents. Of this, 70% of the respondents told the surveyor that they preferred local coffee house chains over global giants like Starbucks and Harlan and Holden. Period. Love that. Supporting our local brands, our local businesses, our local products, and of course MSMEs. That is a great, great survey result. And I think, of course, to the listeners that are currently listening, I think it's very important to support our local businesses, MSMEs, including our local coffee chain, because I believe Indonesian coffee is very top. I think it is one of the best tasted coffee out there. So, of course, you should support Indonesian product, including Indonesian coffee chain.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. A love so special can't be denied. Two souls entwined. I'll pass my pie for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all the me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no capture needed. Reason my body got heated. It's to make you mine. Oh my. Become my new obsession. You really need an addition. Fight to me.
Bersama. gali dan kata yang ku mau kau tunggu, meskipun kata rindu engkau aku suka. Aku ingin cinta tebar semerbak percik pesona.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt,
it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains 2 skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Bangkit, bangkit kembali. Stay digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you. Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is taped on the tap, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes Karinding, such as in Chitamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren. Aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang...
In the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, itu kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, dijemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nathat says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh.
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982.
Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah, loba bayarin. Astaghfirullah, loba nunagi. Astaghfirullah, loba nungantrog. Astaghfirullah, aya kolektor.
Astaghfirullah, loba nunggantrog. Astaghfirullah.
Si nuhun, nuhun pisan tos ka balayar ayeuna.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, reogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Nah, kita harus menjaga, yaitu menjaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Ceria masa-masa berdua bersamamu saat itu, canda tawa manis lugu dirimu saat itu.
Aku cinta kamu,
tak ingin aku berpisah sebentar saja. Ku rasakan dunia milik berdua. Aku selalu salah tingkah saat di dekatmu. Kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Ada masalah yang pernah kita hadapi
di hidup ini.
Jangan ragu, kau dan aku pasti bisa lewati. Percayalah, aku akan selalu bersamamu. Kena itu sebuah janjiku padamu. Aku selalu salah tinggal. Saat tidak kamu, kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Saat didekatmu, kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Aku selalu salah tingkah. Saat didekatmu, kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita. Meraih mimpi kita. Berdua, berdua meraih mimpi kita.
begitu memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu.
Thank you for listening to us on RRE Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRE stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, and share, and live chat. RRE Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store. And not to forget, please contact us and stay in touch with us through our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, TikTok and Instagram, VOI_official, and email voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And not only that, please stay tuned with us because I need your accompaniment on online streaming, voinews.id, and of course, just like I mentioned before, RRE Digital, available on Android and iOS.
Voice of Indonesia. VOI.
Today's sound.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about